Well, we're going to start thinking a little bit more about the question that we've been kind of thinking about a little bit already this morning. What does it mean to follow Jesus the hero? And I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been embarrassed by someone? Maybe you were with a friend once and they did something really silly and everybody saw it. And you kind of think, oh, that was really embarrassing. But wow, I kind of want to sort of move away. If I get a little bit further away, perhaps people won't think that I'm with them and they're with me. Or maybe you've been out in public with your dad. And that's kind of enough, isn't it? Because dads, they're embarrassing. The way they talk and the way they walk and the way they stand when they're not doing anything. It's just embarrassing to be with. And maybe you've been with your dad and you see some friends and you think, oh, if I could just edge away a little bit, maybe they won't think I'm with him or he's with me. And it'll be okay. But you know, sometimes people who follow Jesus can feel tempted to be embarrassed about him. And it can feel like being with Jesus, we sort of don't really want to be seen with him. Even though he's the greatest hero in history, we've been thinking about that all week, it feels like we don't really want to be with him. Maybe that's because as heroes go, he's kind of an unexpected hero, isn't he? He's not a hero who jumps in and beats up all the bad guys and rescues the good guys and flies away again. He's a hero who comes and he dies for the bad guys. He dies for everyone. And maybe that's difficult. Well, we're going to hear what Jesus says about following him this morning. And we're going to hear what he says. Don't be embarrassed. He says, rather, we're going to hear that to follow Jesus means give all you have for Jesus. Let's listen to what Jesus says in Mark chapter 8. And before we read the Bible, let's ask for God's help. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, the Bible, that when we open it, you speak to us and we meet Jesus. By your Spirit, would that happen this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So have a listen to what Jesus says about following him from Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 38. Then Jesus called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." So imagine that you have been invited for the greatest adventure trip you can possibly imagine. Absolutely incredible. Maybe you've been invited to a tropical island. It's a beautiful, kind of secluded island. There's no one else there. The sand is beautifully golden, maybe even white. The sea is crystal clear. The sky is perfectly blue. The weather is always hot, always amazing. You've been invited, right? Well, you have to pack. What are you going to take? Oh, you're going to take a towel to lie on the beach, aren't you? And maybe a snorkel and flippers and a mask so that you can go and swim in that amazing water and see all the fish that live there. And you're going to take some sunglasses and a hat and all sorts of other things you're going to take with you to make sure that you can have the best time ever. Or maybe it's something more adventurous. You've been invited to climb an amazing snow-covered mountain. And you have to pack again. What are you going to take? Well, you're going to take some shoes that are sturdy for climbing mountains to keep you safe. And then perhaps some crampons to kind of clip onto your shoes to grip the ice when you need to. And an ice axe to get yourself up the ice and a rope to keep yourself safe. Or maybe it's still adventurous, but a bit more tropical. Maybe you've been invited to go on a trek in the jungle, the rainforest. And you have to pack everything up. What are you going to take? You're going to take some insect repellent to keep the biting bugs off you, a hat to keep the sun and the insects away, maybe a rain cover for when the rain really throws it down, and maybe a tool, a knife, to be able to do all the different things you'll need to do while you're trekking through the jungle. Imagine you're getting ready to go on the amazing adventure, and you're packing all your things in your bag, building excitement. What does Jesus say we need to take when we follow him? Here is the greatest possible adventure. Following the greatest hero of history, what does he say we need to take with us? He said it in verse 34. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. So Jesus says, you want to follow me? You need to get two great, massive bits of wood and stick them together and sling them on your back and carry a cross. Strange thing to take with you on an adventure, right? Even stranger when you think about what it actually means. Because people in those days when Jesus was talking who were seen carrying a cross, they were like the worst criminals you can imagine. They were people who had done terrible crimes and were made to carry a cross to a place where it would be stood up and they would be nailed to it to die. And Jesus is saying, you want to come with me? You want to follow me? You need to be ready to die. Give all you have for Jesus. And he's like, what does he mean? What does this mean? Well, actually, he said it, didn't he? Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, he said. In other words, what he means is everything that you want, everything that I want to follow Jesus means I need to be ready to lay that down. Take on a whole new set of desires to make what I want what Jesus wants and be ready to follow him wherever it goes and however hard it might be. And you kind of think, why would anyone do that? What could possibly be worth that? And it's interesting, when you think about it, we are prepared to give up quite a lot if we know that we will get something even better in return. Imagine I give you 50 packets of your favourite sweets, 50 packets, and I say you can have another 50 packets to come. Would you ever give that up? Your favourite sweets, you've got 50 packets of them. Well, how about I said, actually, if you give me the 50 packets, give me them back. I can give you a whole sweet shop for your own, for yours. At that point, you're like, yeah, definitely. You can have the 50 packets. I'll have the sweet shop. Or think about it this way. Would you ever cut off your own arm? Would you ever cut off your own arm? No, of course I wouldn't. Nothing's going to make me cut off my own arm. Why would anyone ever do that? Well, there was a man called Aaron Ralston, who a number of years ago, was kind of trekking. He was a bit like mountain climbing in America. And he had an accident whilst he was walking and he got his arm trapped underneath an enormous boulder. He couldn't get free. He was miles from anywhere. No one knew where he was. And he realised that if he didn't get his arm free, he was going to die. And so after 5 days of being trapped, in the end, he cut his own arm off because he realised it was worth losing his arm to be able to have a chance of getting married and having children and having a family. It was worth even giving up his arm for those things. And look at what Jesus says will happen if we're prepared to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him. Verse 35, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. If you're prepared to give all you have for Jesus, says Jesus, then he is prepared to give all he has for you. You will save your life. Give all you have for Jesus, who gives all he has for you. That's what it means to follow this hero. And we need to remember, of course, who this hero is who's saying this to us. This is the hero who has God's power in God's world. He calmed that storm. This is the hero who can help us with our biggest need. With sin, he offers forgiveness. This is the hero who defeated death forever, who rescued us by dying for us and then defeated death forever. Which means that when he says he can give us life, we can trust him. We can trust him that it's worth it. It's worth taking up a cross. It's worth following him, being prepared even to deny ourselves, maybe even being prepared to lose our lives, because we know that following him is worth it, because he's the greatest hero ever. We know that we can give all we have for Jesus, who gives all he has for us. So that means that as we come to the end of our holiday club, week, these few days, the big question is, will we follow the hero? Are we prepared to give all we have for Jesus, who gives all he has for us? Are we prepared to lay down the things we want and to make what we want the same as what Jesus wants? Are we prepared even to be embarrassed sometimes by being his, so that we're not ashamed to follow him, but we can carry on even when it's hard, even when people laugh at us, even when people say, really, you're following that hero? He's not really a hero. That sounds silly. Are we prepared to follow him, to give all we have for Jesus, who gives all he has for us? Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank you that the Lord Jesus gave himself for us, and he can give us forgiveness and life. We ask that you would help us to see what it means to follow him, to receive that forgiveness and life, that it is worth giving up anything for. And we ask that you would help us to be those who are prepared to follow him wherever he will take us. In Jesus' name, amen.